Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gigger's Showing.
Always thrilling to take a peek behind the curtain. Take a peek behind anywhere, actually. Yes, it's 9:30 and Your Gigger's Showing, and it's my pleasure to welcome my guest, Amy Shuang Wang, into the studio. Morena, good morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Amy's the organiser of the Auckland Songwriters Circle Showcase.
That's right.
And I saw this come up, and it's on tomorrow at the Ponsonby Social Club.
Yeah.
And it looks really interesting. It looks like a great thing to do and a wonderful thing for up-and-coming songwriters to be able to attend.
Yeah.
So it's the second one this year?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we want to know all about it and how it works. And at the Ponsonby Social Club, one would normally think it wouldn't be acoustic, but it's an acoustic.
Yeah, it is. So there's going to be five songwriters sitting on stage together, and then one person will start telling the story of their song and show the song, and then the next person take their turn, and then we go around in circles for four rounds. So it's from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, so they all do four songs?
Yeah, yeah, and they all have to accompany themselves as well.
All right, so they've all got guitars?
For this show, yes.
Okay, so there's five singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
All playing acoustic guitar, and then they'll give the story of the genesis of the song, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, they could say anything they want, really, but it's mostly about the background story and why it's special to them.
It's such a great thing to do for the city and for musicians. And
yeah,
so, and
you.
From your perspective, you're a musician as well, aren't you, Amy?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about your background in music.
Oh, thank you. I write songs, and my artist name and band name is Raging Flowers. And yeah, I've been writing songs for not too long, actually, maybe three years. Yeah, and I just love it. And as an indie artist, I felt like it's really isolating, just like making music on my own. And I felt like it would be so nice to have a more community kind of event. Yeah, where I can meet other people. Yeah,
yeah, I love the impetus for doing that.
Thank you.
And it must have taken a little bit of organisation. The council, the Auckland Council, came on board?
Yeah, yeah, they're funding through the Creative Community Scheme, yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can put it on, and this is the second, as I said, second showcase for this year.
Yes.
And you obviously hope to keep them going.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've sponsored last year and this year, so hopefully they're liking it and we'll want to keep it going.
Right. So let's talk about the artists who are going to be playing in the showcase tomorrow evening.
Yeah, sure.
Five of them, and some of them have actually got music that they've actually recorded. Have all of them, or
three of them? Yes.
Okay, so they've already started along the track. I mean, what age groups are we talking about here? Could it be any age group? If you're coming, if you think, oh, I wouldn't mind playing at that.
Yeah, no, we are all ages show.
Yeah.
And we have people in their first year uni up to Otis Mays, who's retired already. He's I'm not sure how old he is, but yeah, he's retired.
Is he? I don't think he is retired. As
well,
such.
He's still playing. Like tonight, he's playing actually.
Right.
Yeah, but he said he's retired.
Okay. Yeah. So any age.
Any
ability.
Really.
I mean, in terms of you choosing who the songwriters are, do they just send something into you and
they have to fill up a form. To tell me how many songs you've written and have you performed before. And I try to give everybody a chance, but I do want to keep a certain standard to the show. So I want people to have performed before. It's not their first time going up the stage. Yeah, so yeah, usually people have written 5 to 10 songs and they've performed a little bit before. Yeah.
And where do they get access to that form? Where can they find that form?
Right, so if they go to Instagram or Facebook or the Auckland Songwriters Circle's page, there's an artist sign-up form in the link.
Oh, good, okay. Yeah. Auckland Songwriters Circle Instagram or Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, there's a bio link.
And,
yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about the five that are featuring tomorrow night.
Yes.
Ellie Domigan. Ellie is everything from Celtic to Leonard Cohen, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. She She just comes across such a warm and like lovely person, and I'm really looking forward to her because she's got so many supporters. When we posted on Facebook, Instagram, she's like so popular, and yeah, I think lots of people are looking forward to her show.
Yeah, good, because it'll be like they'll bring their crowd along to the Ponsonby Social Club as well.
Yeah, yeah.
To watch them, which is great. Davy Joe South, a Liverpudlian living in Aotearoa.
Yes. So his partner Maddie performed at a previous show, and that's how we discovered Davy. And his music is also... also got this warmth to his music. One of his songs, My Bro, it's just lovely. It's like, oh, I got you back, don't worry. So looking forward to his show too. And he's our diversity hire to have a male presentation.
Is that what they call diversity these days?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's the only male in the show tomorrow.
Right. He's your tick the box for diversity, right. You've done that, Davy Joe South. Okay, and I've got a couple of tracks here. I've got five artists, and we'll play a couple of them. The first one I'm going to play is Sophie Aston. Sophie lives on Waiheke Island.
Yeah, she's coming over for the show, and we try to get her back before the ferry leaves.
Yeah,
she's
last ferry on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Right, so this is Sophie Aston, and no doubt Sophie will be doing this song tomorrow.
I hope so. Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Okay, this is Sophie Aston and Better, and Sophie, one of the five artists who are going to be performing at the Auckland Songwriters Circle Showcase on Sunday tomorrow night at the Ponsonby Social Club.
Yes.
Born to be beautiful and quiet.
95 BFM, your gig is showing, and that was Sophie Aston. And I'm talking with Amy Shuang Wang, who is the organiser of the Auckland Songwriters Circle. Amy, this would have to be the very first time that these artists have ever been played on the radio, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, they're excited about this, yeah.
And if you're listening, great. It must be exciting when you do hear something that you've recorded and made being played.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, imagine it. What about yourself?
Yeah, I've had a few songs played on the radio before, and at BFM as well. I have this song "Procrastination," which is a funny song.
Right, because yeah. You're a alumni from Auckland University.
Oh yeah,
aren't
I
you?
Am. Yes.
So
yeah.
When did you come here?
A few years ago now.
Yeah, what did you study?
I studied computer science.
Yes, so, and have you gone into that realm besides what you do?
I did, yeah, for a few years, and then now I'm just a musician. I'm teaching music at home.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, what instruments do you teach?
A guitar and singing, songwriting.
Great. Yeah. So not obviously as much income as the possible other career path.
No, it was a big drop, and I got some tax return the first couple of years. Yeah, but I love it. It's more fulfilling for me.
Yeah, well, that's very important. But sometimes difficult to sort of, manage in your own head.
Yes.
And what about you think about BFM moving? Have you been up here before?
It's my first time coming up here, but I went to Auckland Uni, so I've always seen BFM around. And it's sad because it felt like... having a radio station for the Auckland Uni student, it's like some really good representation. It's a part of the family, so sad to see BFM moving away.
Yeah, to K Road, end of July.
Right.
So I actually posted a little video this morning of coming up because I saw an article, I think it was in the Herald, of how the brutalist building, this building here, is being pulled down another building is being built in its place. So I thought I might do a little clip of the stairs because they are actually quite difficult to navigate with a dog.
Yeah. It was lots of stairs coming up.
And a coffee and... everything else. That's going to happen. So the showcase tomorrow night, what the format? You've lifted the format from a Nashville showcase
that's
idea?
That's right, yes. So I heard about this Songwriters Showcase, Songwriters Circles in Nashville. So a bunch of songwriters started it, I think in the Bluebird Cafe. So just a bunch of them saying, hey, what about we put on a show together? And each one will tell their story in a more intimate and acoustic format. And then the short showcase format got copied all around the world, got quite successful. And then I was like, oh, that sounds cool. We should do that.
Yeah, okay. That's the genesis of it. All right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Davy Joe South before and the track My Bro, which I do have here. So should we give it a spin?
That'd be great, yeah.
So if there's something that you need, say so.
That's Davey Joe South and My Bro, one of the artists who will be very much looking forward to performing at the Auckland Songwriters Circle Showcase tomorrow night at the Ponsonby
Social Club.
Social Club, that's right. Total brain freeze. Thank you, Amy. My guest is Amy Shuang Wang, who is organising this event, and a great idea to get people possibly past also the kind of nerves of actually performing in front of people.
Yeah. And the main idea is to introduce Aucklanders to our local artists and be proud of our local music. Yeah, I think that's a big thing, like, Kiwis tend to be so humble and be like, it's nothing. But I think we need to be more proud.
Yeah, I agree with you. But how do we change that? That's a difficult thing to actually turn around, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You don't want to go too far.
Yeah.
But just a little balance might be nice for a change, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about Ellie Domigan and we played Sophie Aston, played Davey Joe South. Queenie Rose is another of your artists.
Yeah. She is performing tomorrow. She hasn't released anything yet, but she's got this really authentic and introspective approach to songwriting, so I think it makes up a really wholesome lineup tomorrow.
And the final track that you've given me is from an artist called Mona Hums from Waitakere.
Yes.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, she is. She's from Germany, and she was really keen to perform last time, but she was a little scared and a little shy, and now she's like, yeah, I'm ready, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
I wonder if Mona's listening this morning.
I think she is.
Hi, Mona.
Hi.
Right. Okay, so this is Mona Hums with When Darkness Comes. I'll play that, and wish you well for the Songwriters Circle tomorrow, Amy, and congratulate you on putting it together.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful initiative, and the work that goes into it, it must require quite a bit of organisation.
Yeah, thank you.
So have a great night.
Thank you.
Does it cost very much for people to get in?
No, it's $20 online, $30 on the door, so hurry up and get it online.
Doors open at 7?
7:30 actually.
7:30,
yeah,
okay.
The show starts 8 o'clock on the dot until 10.
And then out of there?
Yes.
Okay, thanks so much for talking with us, Amy, coming up this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. This is Mona Hums and When Darkness Comes.
Step by step, breathe in, breathe out. When darkness comes again, let me take your fear, your doubt. Sometimes the load is too heavy for one. Tapestry of doings that cannot be undone. Thunder of words unspoken, dreams, hopes, and promises broken. I watch with you the clouds crawling by. Step by step, breathe in, breathe out. When darkness comes again, let me take your fear, your doubt. Sometimes the pull is too strong for one alone. Maelstrom of stories, no one's but your. Crashing and roaring.
step by step. Breathe in, breathe out. When darkness comes, my friend, let me take your pain, your doubt.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.